Is.
SM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, President's Day. And we can talk about the presidents if you'd like to. I do a presentation. Normally around this time of year, I do a couple of libraries, but none really interested this year, I guess. But I do my presidential paranormal presentation where we talk about the supernatural stuff surrounding the White House and the presidents. And maybe I'll pull out a story or two from that. But also, the next hour, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. So we'll have the council president for President's Day and take your phone calls with him at 508-996-0500. But if you're thinking to yourself, well, first of all, I just saw on Channel 12 News here, they were showing clips from the Alex Bregman press conference, and it made me think, you know, I don't know why I follow these sports groups on Facebook, because people make the dumbest comments on them, but none more than in the Red Sox ones. There's some really dumb comments in there. And people were outraged because they saw that Bregman was going to be wearing number two, and they're like, that's Jerry Remy's number. Okay. What's your point? Well, that number should be retired. You know that Jerry Remy was not a great player, right? Like, he said that himself many, many times. You can retire somebody's number when they're a great player, when they're a great person who is, you know, around the team after the fact. Maybe that's not a reason to retire their number from their player. Plus, if you retire so many numbers, eventually you don't have any left. So I don't know why people would have thought that Remy's number would be retired. There's other ways you can honor him for his post-playing career and his broadcasting career, but that's not one of them. But it is President's Day, so if you were thinking today about maybe going to, maybe thinking, hey, it's cold, it's windy, I want to do something where I can get the kids out of the house, maybe we'll go to the mall. But instead of going to the Dartmouth Mall, where we go all the time, maybe we'll go a little bit, take a ride. Maybe we'll go to the Emerald Square Mall in Attleboro. We haven't been there in a long time. Well, today is not the day to go. In case you missed Phil mentioning in the news, it is closed today because the roof was leaking. I guess with all the snow and ice and rain and everything, the roof sprung a few leaks. And so now they've got to close down for today and figure out how they're going to get that fixed before they can reopen. But that's a large mall. That's a lot of roof to have to check out. And I know that mall has had its struggles in recent years, as many malls have. And as someone who never liked going to the mall when I was younger, and that was the place to go, you know, now I kind of get nostalgic for them. Now I kind of like going to the mall. I'll go take a walk around the Dartmouth Mall sometimes and stop in a few stores. I like to go to Providence Place now and then. And there was something about going to the mall on a Friday or Saturday night, especially Saturdays. Saturday nights was always the night I would, you know, go to the mall for the movies, or we'd go out to eat and just walk around. we spent many, many Saturday nights at either the Independence Mall, which was usually where we would go, or perhaps the Silver City Galleria. When we would date, when my ex-wife and I were dating, that's where we would go all the time. Because even if we didn't know what we wanted to do, it was something to do. And we'd usually end up maybe eating at Pizzeria Uno. Maybe seeing a movie. Certainly spending more money than we should have, but we were young and had disposable income. But I think the last time I was at the Emerald Square Mall was, I remember my son was little. It was his first time having Pizzeria Regina from the food court. And I said, well, if you think this is good, you got to have it at the real restaurant. But that was probably 15 years ago, maybe a little less. So it's been a while for me. And isn't that the Emerald Square Mall? Because didn't that open up with a Wizard of Oz theme that I guess they kind of quickly did away with? For some reason, that stands out of my mind that it was a Wizard of Oz themed mall when it first opened. We never got the mega mall that was always rumored to be happening. Remember, there was all the talk for years that like we were going to get our own version of the Mall of America. And every time a new mall was built, like this is going to be it. This is going to have an amusement park in it. And then it never turned out to be anything like that. And now the malls that we went to are either abandoned or torn down or a shell of their former selves. You know, Dartmouth is one of the few that's been able to keep things going, but even that's got some stores that are going to be closing because their parent companies are closing them down. It's not that mall. It's that the store chains themselves are closing stores. And that maybe the mall experience is just not what people want anymore. That even when they are going out to brick and mortar stores, they prefer to go to a place like, you know, Wareham Crossing, which still does pretty well. You go there any time of day, on any day of the week, and those parking lots are pretty full. Because I think maybe people wanted to go to many different stores but don't mind walking or don't mind driving from one to the other. They don't need them to be connected anymore. Plus, it's kind of a pain when you're walking into the store and you're buying a bunch of stuff and then you got to walk to the other end of the mall because that's where you parked. I mean, I get it. But I still do like that mall experience. 508-996-0500. So, yeah, so if you were planning on going to the Emerald Square Mall today, don't bother. Because the roof is leaking. When you think about it, it's that mall's, what, 30-plus years old now? And I don't know. I mean, I know roofs have a limited lifespan. And they say you should get them replaced, every 20 years or so. But you would think that the mall would be on top of that. Because there's a lot of expensive things inside the mall that you don't want to see get damaged. But hopefully they get that fixed up and they can reopen soon for the dozens of people that want to shop in that mall. We also had the discussion earlier about the skimmers that were found on the Truckee's pin pads for two lanes last Tuesday. It was lanes 3 and 5. So if you used the pin pads on those lanes last Tuesday or Monday, maybe even, keep an eye on your account. Monitor all the activity, because if you use your card and the skimmer caught your data, your account could be compromised. And it doesn't take much. They can just slide those things in without anybody even seeing them. And who knows how many people use those pin pads before they realize that the skimmers were on them. Who knows how many cards were swiped through with their pin code put in. That's why I try to tap as much as I can. Now, sometimes my card doesn't work and doesn't let me tap, and I have to insert it. But I especially try to tap it at gas stations if I can, because those are notorious for skimmers. It's harder to do it on a supermarket machine, which I'm surprised that they did, and my guess is, you know, they're going to be able to figure out who it was, because who had access to those machines across multiple stores. I mean, it had to have been a coordinated effort for them to be at 4 different stores in a matter of 2 days. But it is kind of difficult to get them on in a store with people around, but a gas station, they have them probably more than any other type of business. So when I see those, you know, big black card swipers sticking out of the machine, before I use it, if I can't tap it, before I use it, I give it a little tug just to make sure it doesn't come out. That's how you find the skimmers. Thankfully, I've never found one. And I don't think I've ever used one that's been compromised. But I don't want to find out what that's like either. Because then you gotta cancel your card, get a new card. You gotta dispute the charges if they purchase anything. It's a real pain. And it's just the shadiest form of theft. Like, whose info are you getting at a Trukey's on a Monday morning at 7:30 in the morning? Probably older folks. Probably people who are living on limited incomes and limited resources. People who probably only have a couple of $100 in the bank at most, and you're going to take that from them? Those are the identities you're going to steal? It's gross. And it's also taking advantage of the people who are, you know, not as well established with technology. People who aren't going to be smart enough to check to see, well, I shouldn't say smart, but aren't savvy enough to check to see if there are skimmers on the machine. So whoever did this knew what they were doing and must have had access, and I'm sure the police will be able to figure out who it was. But again, it happened in multiple towns: Abington, West Bridgewater, Taunton, and New Bedford. But not, you know, there's also 2 stores in Taunton. The other store didn't happen. There's a Trukey's in Middleborough. It didn't happen there. So maybe they just didn't get to those stores. Maybe that will help them figure it out. Who would have had access to those 4 stores and not the other 2? But hopefully you were not affected by that. But if you went to Trukey's last week, Monday or Tuesday, say, and who knows, they could have been on there over the weekend. But if you use lanes 3 and 5, make sure you check your bank account and make sure everything is there that should be. And maybe just alert your bank, too, to the fact that you might be the victim of a skimmer. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with more in just a few moments. Welcome back in. That is Jade, Don't Walk Away, I think. Was Jade the group that had the member that competed on Survivor? Was that SWV? I think it was SWV. Yeah, I think it was SWV. But one thing I do know for sure is that you can rediscover South Dartmouth's Heritage Grain and Hardware Store at M&M Hay and Feed. Formerly Marvin Grain, M&M continues to offer that mom and pop experience. So when you walk in, and you take a look around, you're going to say, wow, this is like the old hardware stores I remember growing up, where they had a little bit of everything, but always had whatever it was that I needed. And that's how it is at M&M Hay and Feed. It's also one of the only places around where you can get grain by the pound, as well as getting hard-to-find brand-name pet foods, or maybe just some nuts and bolts or some screen repair or whatever else it is you might need from a hardware store. But they've also got things to help you with your backyard farm. Things like hay and straw, meat chickens, laying hens and turkeys. And they'll deliver it all to you. They deliver all over southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Martha's Vineyard. So trust your backyard farm or garden to M&M Hay and Feed. It saves you time and money. So call or visit M&M Hay and Feed at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. They are a proud, authorized dealer of Pool and Grain. And if you've never been in the store, stop on by 31 Cove Road, take a walk around, and soak up the nostalgia of what a real old-school mom-and-pop shop is all about. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Ukraine says it won't budge on its borders. Luigi Mangione speaking out after his arrest. And an 80s classic, good enough for a sequel.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country won't recognize any of its territory occupied by Russia as part of Russia. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Zelensky said no amount of negotiations will get Ukraine to change its borders. This comes after President Trump said it's unlikely that Ukraine will get back all the territory it's lost in the war as part of a peace deal. Zelensky went on to say Ukraine needs security guarantees from the U.S., emphasizing that his country joining NATO is the cheapest way to ensure regional stability. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is expecting Mitch McConnell to side with Republicans in upcoming votes. McConnell previously voted against three of President Trump's cabinet nominees, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The former Senate Republican leader spoke out on Trump's plans for steep tariffs on trade partners. McConnell wrote in a recent op-ed for the Courier-Journal that Trump's tariffs leave lingering concerns for American industry and workers. Thune says McConnell will remain influential in the state GOP conference. Luigi Mangione speaking out for the first time since his arrest. Mangione is accused of killing insurance CEO Brian Thompson in December. On Friday, Mangione released a statement on a website dedicated to his defense saying, quote, "I am overwhelmed by and grateful for everyone who has written me to share their stories and express their support." People have donated over $300,000 to Mangione's defense as he remains incarcerated awaiting trial. Five people are in custody in connection with the disappearance, torture, and murder of a transgender man. Sam Nordquist, originally from Minnesota, was visiting New York in September when he went missing. Police say the suspects tortured Nordquist for months before killing him. New York State Police Captain Kelly Swift said it's one of the most horrific crimes she's ever investigated. All five suspects have been arrested on multiple charges and will remain in custody custody until their trials begin. Actor Kevin Major Howard has died at the age of 69. Howard has dozens of film and TV credits to his name, but is best known for his portrayal of Rafterman in the movie Full Metal Jacket. Although the exact cause of death is unknown, his family announced Howard died over the weekend in a Las Vegas hospital surrounded by loved ones.
Join your friends, you wiggles.
And a sequel to the classic film The Goonies is in the works. Warner Brothers has picked Patsy Ponsaroli to write the movie almost 40 years after the original hit theaters. Steven Spielberg will produce, and Chris Columbus, who wrote the first film, will executive produce. No director is attached to the sequel yet. No plot details have been announced, and it's unclear if all of the original cast will return.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics back on the court with the Philadelphia 76ers on Thursday, and the Boston Bruins and Anaheim Ducks face off on Saturday, the 22nd.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's Monday, President's Day here on the South Coast. Mostly sunny and windy for the holiday, a high of 30 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny again, a high of 26. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 30. And on Thursday, snow possible late with a high of 29. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So I checked during the news. It was a member of SWV that was on Survivor. It was Tamara. And I guess maybe even though they had a whole bunch of hits, she still needed to play for the Survivor grand prize. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both open on the WBSM app if you'd like to submit one of those. We were talking earlier about the SNL 50, both the special that was on NBC last night and the concert that was on Peacock on Friday. Both worth checking out. I enjoyed the concert more than I enjoyed the 50th anniversary special. The concert had some pretty awesome performances. And it's like, even thinking back, I forgot about that. Because there were so many great artists. Eddie Vedder coming out and performing The Waiting by Tom Petty. And then a little homage to Elvis Costello starts playing one of Elvis's songs and then says, no, we're not going to do that song, just like Elvis did. And then launched into Corduroy, a blistering performance of Corduroy. And the Roots as the house band were phenomenal. They just played every song to perfection. You had David Byrne with St. Vincent and Arcade Fire. You had David Byrne with Robin, which was also great. Post Nirvana, which was the members of Nirvana reuniting with Post Malone on vocals and guitar. Snoop Dogg. Devo. Devo, who are going to be hitting the road again this year. And they perform with Fred Armisen on drums. But speaking of Nirvana and Dave Grohl, and of course, you know that Foo Fighters have been on Saturday Night Live a number of times over the years. And one of the most famous appearances they had was on a Christopher Walken episode where Walken introduced them and said, ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters. And for years, people have like impersonated that and referred, like whenever you talk about Foo Fighters, people will say Foo Fighters in a Walken voice. And it turns out, I learned this on the Cowbell documentary that's on Peacock. It turns out that that was actually Dave Grohl's doing. He is the one that told Walken it's pronounced that way, because I guess Walken went up to him and said, you know, for your name, what is the emphasis on? Is it on the Foo? Is it on the Fighters? And so Grohl told him that that was how it was pronounced, and then like was laughing when he actually said it that way. Because years later, they were on again, and Walken came back and introduced them and pronounced it the correct way. But I just assumed that that was Walken being Walken, and that I had no idea that it was Dave Grohl had put him up to that. But I still can't believe that out of all of the sketches in that show over 50 years, that that is the most popular one. But it is. I mean, I wasn't a really big fan of it when it first came out. I thought it was a little bit obnoxious. But it grew on me over the years. And then, of course, once you saw that sketch, you couldn't help but hear the cowbell in Don't Fear the Reaper. But you gotta, if you're a fan of that sketch, you got to watch that doc, because they break down like how they tried to dress everybody like actual members of the band, but then screwed up which members were which. And I always thought that, you know, Bruce Dickinson was a made-up producer, even though I was like, that's the name of the guy from Iron Maiden, but why are they making him the producer of Don't Fear the Reaper? But it turns out that that really was the producer of a live album or a greatest hits album or something. And that's where they pulled that from. So they did intend it to be the real person, but Gene Frankel is made up. Anyway, I don't know if you watched the SNL 50, if you had a favorite moment you want to call in and discuss. I think Eddie Murphy kind of was the star of the show. He had the two moments that had me laughing the most, including his appearance on Black Jeopardy. But it was pretty long. And it just seemed like they were trying to pack in as many celebrity cameos as they could. It was 3 hours and 15 minutes was the original scheduled time, and they went over that by 15 minutes. But now the question is, what happens now? You know, Lorne Michaels signed through the 50th season. Does he stick around? Or does he give it to someone else to take over, and who's going to take it over? The leading candidates are Tina Fey and Seth Meyers. Normally, I would have said I can't picture Seth Meyers doing that and, you know, wanting to give up his late night show, but they just gutted his staff. So maybe a change is a good thing for him. Maybe it's the two of them. Maybe it takes two people to do what Lorne did or does. But it's very interesting watching those behind-the-scenes documentary and realizing that that show really is still to this day put on the air based on the opinion and influence of one person. And it came so close to being canceled a number of times, yet it endures. But I also think now that it's hit 50, I think NBC feels like they'd be in the clear now to cancel at any given time. It delivers a lot of viral clips for them, though. And that seems to be what they care about. They, you know, the entire Tonight Show now is just built on what segments they can break out as viral videos. So it's less about a cohesive show anymore and more about moments. I used to think I wanted to be Johnny Carson when I grew up, but I wouldn't want to be doing the kind of show that they're doing now. But anyway, 508-996-0500. The kids are home and you probably are thinking to yourself, well, maybe we'll go out for lunch. Maybe that'll be something good. Get us out of the house, whether it be today or any day this week. And I want you to keep in mind that Brack's Grill and Tap has a lunch menu, their lunch value menu, that is just $12.99 Monday through Friday. So you can grab things like a half pizza and salad combo, the saucy bird chicken sandwich, or their pasta of the day, plus a number of other options. They also have a kids menu. So it'd be a great way to take the kids out for lunch without having to spend a whole bunch of money. You can find out more by going to BracksGrillAndTap.com. You can see their menu and kind of plan ahead of what you'd like to order. Day like today might be a good day for some of their famous brisket chili. But then stop by and visit Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton. Again, as well as online at BracksGrillAndTap.com. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. You know, it may seem like the Wild West when you're considering going solar, especially nowadays that you're probably seeing with the increase in your energy bills. You're thinking, I've got to do something that can curb this. What can I do? What is an investment I can make that'll save me money in the long term? And going solar is certainly the way to go. But how do you know for sure? And how do you know which companies to trust? And how do you know whether or not you should go with the people that came and knocked on your door or the people whose flyer you saw hanging up outside the supermarket? Well, the answer is neither. You should be reaching out to Isaacson Solar because they're going to give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar, including whether or not your home is even a good fit for solar. And if it's not, they'll tell you that up front. They're not going to try to sell you something if they don't think it's going to work for you. So you can get through all the wild, wild stuff and get to the truth of the matter with Isaacson Solar. All you have to do is reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Set up an appointment. They'll come out, sit down, talk with you. They'll let you know all the truth, answer all of your questions simply, honestly, and directly, and let you know if your home and your property is a good fit for solar. And whether it be putting panels on the roof, or maybe you have an older historic home, or you don't want to do anything that changes the way your home looks, they can find other places on your property to put those panels, or they could build you a nice carport or solar pavilion that you can actually add to the value of your property while also saving you money on your electric bill. So again, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So as I mentioned earlier, it is President's Day, and I do a presentation at different libraries and civic groups and other places called Presidential Paranormal, where we look at some of the weird supernatural stories associated with the presidents. And I was kind of looking through my list of stories and thinking, well, what would be a good one to share with you this morning? And how about sharing one related to the man who's birthday is the reason why we're celebrating President's Day. And that would be the first president, George Washington. Now, I can tell you the White House is one of the most haunted houses in America. But George Washington's ghost is not seen at the White House. And that's not really a surprise because he never really lived in the White House. It wasn't built until 1800, which was during John Adams' presidency. But Washington has been said to haunt his home at Mount Vernon since his death in 1799. In 1890, so nearly a century after he died, the New York World newspaper published an account of Washington haunting the chamber in which he died, which still contains the same four-post bed in which he passed away. And if you've ever been to Mount Vernon, you can kind of feel Washington's presence there, especially when you get to go into that room and you say, wow, this is where he died. That's the bed he passed away in. His presence is still felt in the room, and the sound of his sword clanking against the floor has been reported. What they say is that they actually can hear that sword being dragged across the floor as he's walking into the room and putting it away for the night. Since the property was set up with security alarms in the 1980s, the alarm on the horse stable would go off frequently. Then that would be followed moments later by an alarm in the Washington bedchamber. And guards would run up there and they'd go and they'd look and they'd never find anybody. And eventually just got to the point where they just assumed that what they were dealing with was the spirit of George Washington coming home, putting his horse in the stable, and then going up to his room. And I tell this story, you know, to kick off Presidential Paranormal each time that I tell it. And one of the times I was in Haverhill? I forget. I was up north of Boston telling this story. And someone came up to me afterwards and said, you know, my sister worked at Mount Vernon as a guide, as a docent, and told those same stories, would hear what sounded like metal clanking from the Washington bedchamber. And they could never quite figure it out what it was until someone told them, oh, don't you know the ghost story? Like one of the visitors brought up the ghost story to the docents and said, don't you know the ghost story? That's Washington's sword. And so, again, this is according to the person that was telling me this, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But apparently they got a sword and went up to the room and started banging it around and dragging it on the floor. And the people, the other docents were like, yep, that's what it sounds like. So pretty interesting. And hopefully, if you've never been, you get a chance to go because it's a really, really great place to be. But if you've never had a chance to go to Mount Vernon and you're not going to be heading there anytime soon, you could always visit the Emery Estate in King Oak Hill Park in Weymouth, which was built as a replica of Mount Vernon, at least on the exterior. So if you go to the park and walk down the park and then turn around and look at the Emery Estate, the north-facing section of the building is a replica of Mount Vernon. All right, I got to take my final break for this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. So, of course, the kids don't have to get up and go to school today, which means if you were a school bus driver, you'd have today off, right? And you can be a school bus driver, a monitor, or a van driver, because Trembley Bus Company is in desperate need of all three. Driving a school bus or a van is a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students. You don't even need your CDL. They are willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So what are you waiting for? Find out more now by going to tbcbus.com, TBC Bus, Trembley Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and you can find out more about how you can apply and how you can help these kids get to school while also earning yourself some extra money. And just think, you'd get vacation time off, sometimes they still need school bus drivers, even during vacation week, but wouldn't be bad having the week off, right? All right, well, tbcbus.com.